The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town.
Hey, you know, everybody's talking about the good old days, right?
Yeah.
Everybody, the good old days, the good old days.
Good old days.
Well, let's talk about the good old days.
Let's talk about it.
Started off on an island, AK Shannon, brothers wailing, gunshots thrown the phone down. Back in the days, I'm eight now, making a tape now. Ray gotta get a plate now. Ignorant and mad young, wanted to be the one till I got blah, blah, blah. Yeah, my pops was a fiend since 16, shooting that, that's in his bloodstream. That's the life of a crimey, real life crimey, and others know the habits behind me. Day one, yo, growing all up in the ghetto. Now I'm a weed fiend, jetting the palm metal. In Medina, yo, no doubt, the guard got crazy clout, pushing a big joint from down south. So if you're filthy stacked up, better watch your back and duck, cause these fiends, they got it cracked up. Now my man from up north, now he got the law, as solid as a rock and crazy saw. No jokes, I'm not playing, get his folks, Desert Eagle his joint and put him in a yoke. And the note for sure, I got wreck and rip shot, I pointed to get at the safe box. Open it up, kid. I want anything right now, boy. Word up. Dedicated to the winners and the losers.
Dedicated to all Jeeps and Land Cruisers.
Dedicated to the Fives, 850i.
Dedicated to
dedicated to the Lexus and the Axe.
Dedicated to MPVs.
Fat. So simple, man.
Yo. Kicking the fly, cliches, doing duets with Ray and A. Happens to make my day. Though I'm tired of busting off shots, having to rock notch, running up in spots and make it hot. I'd rather flip shows instead of those hanging on my living room wall. My first joint and it went gold. I want a lamp, I want to be in the shade, plus the spotlight, getting my throat all night. I want to have me a fat yacht and enough land to go and plant my own cess crops. But for now it's just a big dream, cause I find myself in a place where I'm last seen. My thoughts must be relaxed, be able to maintain, cause times has changed and life is strange. The glorious days is gone and everybody's doing bad. Yo, mad lives is up for grabs. Brothers passing away, I gotta make wakes, receiving all types of calls from upstate. Yo, I can't cope with the pressure, settling for lesser. The guard left lessons on my dresser, so I can bloom and blossom, find a new way, continue to make more hits with Ray and A. Sunshine plays a major part in the daytime.
Peace to mankind, Ghostface, carry a black nine.
I need a rehydration break there, but we are back, and I don't know, we'll talk about a few things that's near and dear to things I want to talk about. I guess we'll go with the, I don't know what anybody's opinions are about this, anybody still cares? But I do believe we have the full list of Jeffrey Epstein's flight logs. Let's go ahead and play that clip.
So, ladies and gentlemen, here's a list of names from the Epstein flight logs.
All right, these are the people that were on Epstein Island.
confirmed by multiple sources. Bill Clinton, George Mitchell, Alex Baldwin, Ralph Fiennes, George Hamilton, Dustin Hoffman, Kevin Spacey, Liz Hurley, Laura Hutton, Janice Dixon, Naomi Campbell, Christy Turlington, Henry Kissinger, which may be one of the most evil men on the world.
He is, yeah.
Joan Rivers, Courtney Love, Mick Jagger, Courtney Guest, Phil Collins, Simon Le Bon, Charlie Rose of PBS, Richard Branson, Candace Bushel, Tom Ford, Vera Wang, Nadia Byerlin, Coe Stark, and here's some more. Seth Green, James Gunn, Dan Schneider, Steven Spielberg, Tom Hanks, Stephen Colbert, Kevin Spacey, Kathy Griffin, Oprah Winfrey, Sean Carter, Beyonce Knowles, Anthony Kiedis, John Legend, Christy Teigen Tyler, Ben Affleck, Stephen Collins, Will Ferrell, Eminem, Jeffrey Jones, Victor Salva, Mark Rector, Charlie Sheen, Tyler Grasham, Madonna, Catherine Hudson, Gwen Stefani, Stefani Grimalta, James Franco, Will Smith. Oh, has Will Smith been in the news lately? Justin Rowland, John Cusack, Anderson Cooper, Demi Moore, Brian Affleck, Meryl Streep, Wanda Sykes, Chelsea Handler, Michelle Wolf, Pharrell Williams, Quentin Tarantino, Robert Downey Jr. They are petrified of that list and what those films getting out. They have all the videos of all those people out there.
Really?
Yep. It's going to get ugly. They're in panic.
So are they going to release those videos? Or what are they doing with them?
I'm told that, well, it's looking like they're holding it back, that one person has control of that. But I am told other people have them and are going to release them at the right time.
So that's a big question. The level of involvement, you know, a lot of very wealthy and famous people travel in small circles. So you have to look how often these people came to the island. Was it functions? Was it parties at the island, you know, or was it specifically involved in these sex parties and stuff? And also, you know, how much did the people going there know? Now, I know that I'm playing it safe, you know, and I mean, it looks bad, of course. It looks really bad. You have to wonder, though, is everybody, because it's a scissor, you get a picture with Epstein. Does that mean you're involved? You go to his house. Does that mean you're involved? I don't know. No, you know, a lot of people went to his house. They were not involved. Okay. Well, you go to his summer home, his vacation home. Are you involved? Well, you know, starts getting a little bit murkier. You traveled with him to his private island on multiple occasions. Are you involved? Well, honestly, a lot of people that met him even briefly say, you know, that you could tell what he was into. It was especially after his first arrests for rape, right, with the minor. Not rape, but, you know, sex with minors or whatever you want to call it down in Florida. He was free for a long time after that because he was not, nothing bad happened. Like, he did a couple months in jail, that's it, or probation even. So everybody knew. And so you got to see if these names, if these people were going to the island even after that, then there's no doubt. And like the gentleman in the video said, you know, the idea here is that there's videos on all these people. That's one of the ways Epstein made his money was through blackmail. He would get people in these situations, get something on them, like a videotape of them having sex with a minor or something like that. And then boom, they would use that to blackmail them. Now, if you think that he stopped doing this, or that all these ultra-famous royals and actors and politicians were going to the island and he was not doing this, you're mistaken. There are tapes of at least the majority of those names somewhere. And like the guy said, they have not been released so far. Somebody has them, and they're going to be dropped at the right time. Or they're still being used to blackmail those individuals. I don't know. What do you guys think? Am I going crazy or what? Or am I playing it too safe? Thank you guys for watching, as always. Bye, Red Cell Green.
Okay. Now, that's a lot of people, and very famous people. Very famous people. And a lot of them females. I find it kind of hard to believe, you know, that they've got dirt on some weird sexual proclivities of some females. I don't know. Maybe just a place to cheat on your spouse. Maybe not necessarily anything weird, but just, I don't know, got to meet your favorite actor and do some wife swapping. I don't know, maybe some orgies. I think that's damaging enough. I don't think everybody has to be pedophiles. That's a lot of people. And, you know, it's just like one of those things. It's a club. And you're not in it, right? I find it to be very, very concerning. Absolutely, absolutely weird. But then again, some of these people may just be innocent. Again, rich people only hang out with rich people. And it just might have been one of those things. There's a spot where famous people meet up. You get famous. Hey, it's a bucket list thing. I'm really finding it hard to believe that all of the people on that list are doing something freaky. But then again, you know, we've heard about the weird Hollywood parties, right? The freaky stuff that happens there. So, who knows? If you guys have any insights on that, you can definitely call in and let me know. But for now, I want to get into the real villains here. Let's get into the heart of evil here. I want to see what the FBI have to lie about. Go ahead, Mike.
Had to sit through 60 of these, but thank you for being willing to do that. I look forward to hearing from all of you, but Mr. Chairman, I also look forward to hearing who others who are key to this investigation. Christopher Wray, the Attorney General, former FBI Director Comey, former CIA Director Brennan. I hope we have a chance to hear from them as well. I want to share with you my first experience in this area. 2017, member of the House Intelligence Committee, after months and months of stonewalling, we were finally allowed to go to the FBI building and to read the FISA application on Carter Page. And after reading that application, it was very, very clear to me the FBI has lied to the FISA courts. The FBI has lied to Congress, and the FBI has lied to the American people. After that, I had a similar experience with some CIA documents and then other agencies. And the result of this is when, Mr. Turley, you talk about losing the faith of the American people, if an FBI agent called me today and said they wanted to speak with me, I would never speak to them, regardless of the topic, without my attorney present. And by the way, Congress has to reauthorize 702 this year. And we are a long way away from getting the trust of confidence because of the subject we're talking about today. And we'll lose a valuable tool if many people are simply going to say, we won't give them that authority, they abuse it. I'd like to focus on the FBI abuse if I could. I'd remind you, Carter Page was an innocent American citizen. The FBI said he was a Russian spy. Turned out that was not true. In fact, turned out there was zero evidence that he was a Russian spy. And yet, the FBI IG went and looked at the FISA application, and this is what they found. And Mr. Williams, I hope you'll pay attention to this because I'm going to ask you a question about this. They found 17 significant errors or omissions. They found 51 wrong or unsupported factual assertions, including FBI lawyers who simply made up evidence and included it in the FISA application. Disgusted by this, I would suppose, the IG went and looked at random 25 other FISA applications and found significant inconsistencies and omissions in every one of them. Mr. Baker, you're a former FBI agent. Do you think that 17 omissions, 51 wrong assertions, in a FISA application, that, by the way, if you're going to get one right, don't you think that one that's targeting the President of the United States would be one you'd be particularly careful of? And yet they found that many omissions. Do you find that a standard acceptable?
Of course not, Congressman. And in fact, it's actually even worse than you described. There was exculpatory information available that was not considered. Some of the information that was considered, we now know from the Steele dossier, was false.
That's right. And the list goes on.
But even beyond that, the fact is that individual American, that U.S. person, Carter Page, should not have been subject to that FISA surveillance because he was an individual who, this is all on the public record now,
cooperated
with the CIA and the FBI
That's
in previous
right.
investigations. So he would, by the guidelines that existed then, he should have been excluded from FISA. He could have been directly interviewed.
That's right. Mr. Baker, I'm going to cut you off because you've made your point. Mr. Williams, do you think that, as I've described to you, 17 omissions, 51 wrong assertions in one FISA application is professionally done?
Sir, I would say that this is a matter that continues to be of interest to the
Justice
Department.
It's a simple question. Do you find that acceptable? I think it's hilarious that you won't say, no, I don't.
What I'm saying, sir, is that this is a matter before the Justice Department and Congress that has been ongoing for years.
Okay. Won't answer the question.
What
if
I will
you find
say
that
is that it makes sense for you to direct the question to the Justice Department.
I'm asking your opinion. I'm not asking for any insight into their investigation. I'm asking for a simple opinion. Do you find that acceptable?
What I will say as
okay,
is
never mind.
Opinion.
You don't answer the question.
I think he's answered.
Because of this, the FBI initiated reforms. And you know what they were? Trainings. Here's some trainings for senior FBI officials. Training number one, don't lie to FISA courts. Training number two, don't make things up. How about training number three, don't hide evidence. That's what senior officials in the FBI did. And if I wish I had more time, I'm almost out of time, because I would come to you and ask, first, Mr. Williams, I'd come back one more time and ask you if you find that acceptable or not, but we won't waste time with it. I would ask, how do we restore faith in the FBI? Because we want to trust the FBI. And people say you're going after the FBI. What nonsense. We're trying to protect the FBI. I know FBI agents who are deeply offended by what they see. They want us to hold them accountable, and that's what the committee is going to do. Thank you. I yield back.
Thank the gentleman. The chair now recognizes the gentleman from California, Mr. Perry.
Yeah, restoring trust in the feds? Yeah, that's not going to happen. Most definitely not going to happen for me. Especially as, you've really crossed a vast amount of territory. You've fallen so deep when you act as the personal police force of the president to go get his granddaughter's diary, a copy of it that's legally owned by someone else because it has information of Joe's pedophilia. You know, we can't have trust in you when, you know, there's rigged election. We can't have trust in you when you're hiding and lying about Hunter Biden's laptop, saying Russian disinformation. We cannot trust you when you've gone so far, so deep, as to use the same tactics as the CIA. Blaming Russia for everything. All right, we're going to take a little break. We'll come back for a short segment. Stay tuned.
Take us out of this
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
For the first time since its inception, RBN is offering a limited opportunity to you, the listener, to join our quest. You will be provided an effective platform on both internet and satellite broadcasting, and also gain the opportunity to both share your creativity with our producers and voice your message with thousands of patriots. Interested? Call 800-724-2719, extension 3, for details.
Biden takes classified documents seriously. I'm Peter Serafine with this week's Liberty Minute and a reminder to use code LIGHTHOUSE at mystore.com to save money on American-made products from American companies. President Biden takes classified documents so seriously that he had at least one in his garage. Just for a minute, let's forget that a former vice president shouldn't have classified materials. Let's ignore the hypocrisy of Biden's statements regarding Trump having classified materials at Mar-a-Lago, where there are Secret Service. What I want to know is, why were attorneys clearing out an office at the UPenn think tank? Lawyers cost hundreds of dollars an hour. Two guys and a truck would have been infinitely cheaper. Were the lawyers there because they expected to find something like this? Maybe the attorneys were there just so that there would be attorney-client privilege in place. The presence of lawyers doing a job that a couple of teenagers could do is intriguing, to say the least. Now that the story is out, I have many questions, but the White House press secretary has refused to answer a single one put to her. Hopefully, the new special counsel will have better luck. Find more news and commentary at liberty-lighthouse.com. Until next time, Sivas Pashem, Parabellum.
I don't know if you guys have been following my show late nights, but it seems like, you know, it's hunting season. It's hunting season. Ohio, there's more killings. There's more police killings of black people in Ohio than anywhere else. Now, Ohio doesn't have a lot of black people to begin with. mean, compared to other parts of the country. I mean, maybe, what's the largest city? Cincinnati? I don't know. My geography may be off. But let's talk about rebuilding trust. Rebuilding trust. You can't, because there's a system put into place. That system has lots of loopholes, okay? Lots of loopholes that can't be closed. You can try all the stop gaps all you want to, but at the end of the day, you got to start from scratch. You have to start from scratch. Tear it down, then rebuild it. The FBI is not serving us in any way, shape, or form. Not the people. Might be serving the politicians. Most definitely not serving our national interest. Everything they've been doing is in servitude of politicians. There's no such thing as... the reason why we have a president to begin with is because he's the sacrificial piece. Everything is blamed on the president. The priesthood is what continues on. Okay? It's the priesthood that holds the power, and that is the shadow government, your so-called intelligence agencies. Okay? This is where we gotta start. Nothing will change until we get rid of the priesthood. That's the simple answer. No, there is no rebuilding trust. We need to get rid of the priesthood. I mean that literally and figuratively. You know, you got religion, you know, Catholic Church. Is anybody talking about rebuilding trust for the Catholic Church? You think they stopped diddling little boys? Probably not, but once somebody gets caught, what happens? Oh, let's just transfer priest over to another church. I don't want these guys transferred anywhere. I want them thrown in prison for treason. If you commit a treasonous act, you commit a treasonous act. Prison's too nice. I really think, you know, we should be hanging these feds. Chopping block. Bring back the guillotine. This is what America was supposed to have been built on, okay? Freedom. And there's too many of these agents that are corrupted. Alright, we're going to take another break here, and then we're going to finish off the show. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available, and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
There's a man who leads a life of danger. To everyone he meets, he stays a stranger. With every move he makes, another chance he takes. Odds are he won't live to see tomorrow. Secret agent man, secret agent man. They've given you a number and taken away your name.
All right, all right. So, looks like the board is lighting up here. So let's go ahead and get to those phone calls. We have, yes, our young lady Francis in North Carolina, line one, go ahead.
Well, hello, young man.
Hello, hello. You have something that you want to add to the show?
Well, a couple thoughts for you. One, I don't mind a good rap song as long as I can actually make a rhythm out of it and it's not just talking with music in the background. I've heard my share of that, and I'm like, okay, this is a good one, this is not, whatever have you. I think I'd rather have listened to Stevie Wonder instead. At least he could carry a tune. to say the least. As for the deal with Epstein's Island and the various celebrities and all that, there was a couple of names I didn't hear, so it's like, well, that might be because they didn't fly down there, but then again, you never know. They could have gone incognito. But maybe they just simply got together down there because They took the potion. So they're doing their annual visit, as it were. That's a bad joke off of another film, believe me. It was morbidly humorous. With Bruce Willis, Meryl Streep, and Goldie Hawn. So, yes. Aside from that.
Death becomes her.
Did what now?
Death becomes her.
Yeah. Oh, all right. You've seen it then. Interesting.
Yes.
It was really hilarious, despite how morbid it was, for that matter. As for, oh, gosh, what isn't that going on? As for the finances and the military buildup and all that, and whether Bodybuilder was going over there or not, why don't they use that fundage to deal with the borders here in the U.S. with people coming in? Oh, by the way, a side note from that deal, which spurred that thought, there was a comment about that the person, the farmer who shot someone who was crossing their land, that was arrested or whatever because they shot the person and whether or not they lost their life or not, the person who did the crossing was a drug cartel head. So all I can say is more power to the farmer because, quite frankly, that person should never have tried crossing to start with. I mean, if you're going to be dealing with not pharmaceutical drugs, but illicit drugs like that, keep it in Mexico. Don't bring it to the U.S. I mean, you're basically in competition with the pharmaceutical industry. How the pharmaceutical industry deals with that, that's another question, unless they buy them off. Or do they?
Or so, do they? Yeah.
Or is it even fair trade? Now, if it is, then that gives a whole new meaning to fair trade as far as the food and drug industry is concerned with the FDA. So that's kind of a leery thought. As for the people crossing over, there was one talk show that mentioned about having alligators in the Rio Grande, the river, whatever, crossing into the border. How about piranha? At least you don't have to worry about any waste left behind.
I think too much of the cattle might wander off and be eaten up. I don't know.
I would think that the cattle are smart enough that when they see something funky going on and yelling going on in the Rio Grande from people being shredded and all that, they're like, I ain't going near that pool.
Well, I mean, it's actually really simple. You know how they, all across America, I don't know if people notice, but these aren't stars, not all of them, but you'll see these lights just hanging above the city or pretty much anywhere that you are. Those are drones. Mm. Now, we don't need trillions of dollars to build a wall that won't work. How about you spend a few million, have some drones along the border with tranquilizer guns and just let that be that. I mean, it's easy things.
That would be too much common sense.
Yeah.
Because then it would have to actually go and take the bodies and drag them back into Mexico. And that would be too much trouble. That'd be too much money. So that would be, as much as it's a brilliant idea, don't get me wrong, but it would be too costly. It wouldn't be cost effective. Which is a contradiction.
A wall is not cost effective.
You think? I mean, it's either do a wall or a fence or whatever the case is, or you have your lovely toys are flying in the air that have cameras and all that can notify officials that, oh, we got someone crossing over here that's not going to be legal. Or whatever the case is, or wants to be actually U.S. citizen, national, whatever you want to call it, and so forth. And arrest them, take them back, and drop them off, and that's all there is to it, and let the president of Mexico deal with that garbage. I mean, it's a complete joke. So, I mean, I've seen people here locally that are Spanish-speaking, and their one mate has to do the talking in English to comprehend what's being said, because as much as I know a minor amount of Spanish, I'm not fluent, mind you. I wanted to take Spanish when I was in school. I was denied. So this day and time,
I was forced.
Do what now?
I was forced in school to learn Spanish. Yeah.
You're joking. Oh, my gosh. Well, in a way, that was a blessing for you, because I had a crash course when I lived in Manhattan. So go figure. As minor as that was. But it's just totally ridiculous as far as people coming in. And I say immigrants, not illegal otherwise, coming in and not going to the proper avenues or whatever to become a citizen or national, whatever, the U.S. And right. I know I've had a discussion with one family member. I said, "Oh, well, they're Americans too." And I said, "How do you figure that if not legally in the U.S.?" So, well, they're part of America. I said, "Oh, I get it. They're part of North America, which encompasses Canada, U.S., and Mexico. I see your point now." But the problem is, that's a scapegoating the problem. Now, my brother-in-law is Bulgarian, and he went through all necessary aspects of becoming a U.S. citizen, national, whatever you want to call it, even though he has family in Bulgaria. And so, which is fascinating. Don't get me wrong. I like to learn about different cultures and the language, or at least the pleasantries of it. So at least I'm not dumbfounded when someone says something to me. So go figure. But to say the least, the aspect of, I have to agree that the aspect that mentioned earlier of people coming into the U.S., they are not working, but yet they're getting paid, and yet you cannot get someone behind a video screen or a video game or whatever to actually go out and get work. But there's a catch-22 to that problem, whether it be someone here in the U.S. or for someone coming into the States. What that is whether or not the workforce, the management, or the company or corporation have certain requirements, like you need to have a shot job or whatever to work here, or you need to do this or do that. That person's going to do an about-face and file for unemployment because of that scrutinization. So, I can't really blame them, because I wouldn't want to go to a place that requires a shot jab in order to work there. I mean, it is a catch-22 BS story of an event going on. And the people at the same time would be like, "Well, I don't comprehend this." Well, if you think about it, and that is going to hurt to do, it actually makes logical sense, and I hate to say that, but it does, of how people go about preserving their own well-being and not be subject or victimized, shall we say. And the same with the military. People go in the military. Well, yes, there is an issue with people who are gay, lesbian, bisexual, transsexual, whatever, that's going in the military because, oh, if you come in the military, we'll pay for your sex change. We'll make sure you have ample men and women to have fun with or have a party with or whatever. Of course people are going to go into it. If they actually survive, they get paid royally. If they survive the in-the-field antics, as it were. If they're maimed, then they got lucky. If not, then, oh, well, they don't have to worry about dishing out money to do whatever the person wants to once they get them out of the military. So I'm kind of reminded of the song by Pink Floyd saying "The Dogs of War," and which holds very true. And it cracks me up as well. So this day and time, especially in this millennia, this decade and so forth, and it keeps getting worse, things are always changing and shifting. So, and it's just a snowball into various sectors of society, either privately or publicly, for that matter, let alone executively, as far as each state goes, let alone the federal government and the district of criminals is concerned. So, I could go on and on.
The so, I like that.
Yeah, well, it's something I came up with years ago, and it's like it made perfect sense. You know, that's why I feel for anybody that would even bother going into D.C. as a politician, because, you know, the only reason people do that is because they want to build up the IRA. So when they come out, they have multi-millions of money cushioning their tushy when they leave office, and they can thumb their nose up at everybody else until their karma hits them big time. Then they're like, why me? Why me? I did nothing wrong. Excuse me? You know, don't come here with that. Don't come here with
that. Right on it. You're right on it. Francis, I love it when you call. Thank you. You always get some good insight. But I must get to the next caller.
Definitely. Well, you have a great weekend. And I'll have
you
lunch
too.
And my corona and the variant. Later.
Thank you. All right, let's get with Mike from Kentucky, line 3. How you doing, Mike?
Well, there must be some mix-up. This is Riley Gert with the U.S. Census Bureau, our scanning artificial intelligence alerted us to your questions about Ohio, and it turns out that Columbus, I think, is the most populated city in Ohio.
Okay.
And it is about 15% black. 10 to 15% is of the population identifies as Americans of apparent African ancestry, according to the 2020 census. And the list of other territories where the population is higher would be 30% or more is Louisiana, Mississippi, Georgia, and Maryland, of all things. Columbus, Cleveland, Cincinnati, Toledo, Akron, Dayton, Parma, Canton, Lorain, and Hamilton is the top cities there. Now, if you can take the entire metro area of Cincinnati, that might be a more populated area than Columbus or Cleveland because of northern Kentucky and Indiana. They call it the tri-state area, but that's within the exterior boundaries of there. And the woman that talked about not liking rap, I think she's never heard the Johnny Cash song, or maybe she just doesn't remember tapping her toe to the Johnny Cash song, I've Been Everywhere. Been to Louisville, Nashville, Knoxville, Albuquerque, Shreveport, Jacksonville, Waterloo, Costa Rica, Pittsfield, Springfield, Bakersfield, Shreveport, Hackensack, Cadillac, Fond du Lac. anyway. No, this is Mike. there was a character on another character that's known from the Saturday morning cartoons on WLW out of Cincinnati. If you remember, I think you're old enough to maybe remember Laugh-In or heard about Laugh-In, Rowan and Martin's Laugh-In with, I think, Sandy Duncan got her start there dancing, prancing around with body paint and acting like a hippie in a bikini. Not Sandy Duncan. Anyway, Gary Burbank played the cliche radio announcer. There was headphones on. He'd be like, and now a note from the president. I'm not a crook. You know, but it was a crazy comedy show that was on in the late 60s, early 70s. And he ended up on Cincinnati radio. I think that got syndicated, but one of his best known characters was Earl Pitts, American. Pits off. He always signed off with that, pits off. Now, there's a lot of, quote, rap. You might call it rap. It wasn't called rap music back in the day. And it goes across different musical genres. Now, of course, Johnny Cash didn't invent that song. I've Been Everywhere was written in 1959 by an Australian mate, Jeff Mack. And it used Australian place names. And then it was adapted in North and South America by Hank Snow. And, of course, probably best known by Americans from Johnny Cash. And he does just talk through a lot of that. And it goes too quick for me to pick up on. I had to look up the lyrics. But rap, I think.
You guys must have picked up you must have listened to my rant last night.
No, I did not. Unfortunately, I was not able to. I don't know why, but I got
sidetracked. Oh, I went on a freaking 10-minute rant about rap and why some white people don't like it.
Well, it, you know, the drug rhyme, the you know, the horrible drug stuff that was done to the cities, you know, and I think, you know, it whether it just happened or it was intentional targeting with the opioid pandemic, it's different from the crack pandemic. I don't know if you've looked at the heat, they call them heat maps. Look at the heat maps. Of course, the crack pandemic, you know, hit Southern California and a lot of the inner cities, tore up a lot of black families. But the opioid
pandemic, of course, that's
pandemic,
what it was designed for.
Well, the opioid pandemic is a little different. As far as the percentage of the population, Northern California, right across through Southern Nevada and Oklahoma, crossing through the pillbilly territories of Eastern Kentucky, West Virginia, and Western Pennsylvania, and right on up into New York and Maine, some of the most rural white areas or Native American areas in flyover country are where the biggest percentage of population is. But still, as bad as it sounds in the news, I think until this year it exceeded car deaths, deaths from automobile accidents, 106,000. 699 is the statistics now available from 2021. They don't have statistics yet from 2022, but after 2019, it appears one of the additional side effects of the stupid COVID crap was all these deaths from overdose. 91,799 was 2021, and then it gets down by 2015 closer to car deaths, like 52,000. Total numbers, but then that's only like 25 per 100,000 or something. When you look at it that way, it's like, how does every family know somebody that is affected by this or it has lost some of their family to it? When you look at the statistics, it doesn't seem quite that bad as what you know, perception would have it, you know. But still, during the whole thing, during the what you call it, the lockdowns and travel bans and lockdowns, it seemed to be that everybody was still getting their junk. How is that unless, you know, law enforcement and everybody else was looking the other way or they were in on it? People still making trips to Florida, and I talked to pilots and said, oh, yeah, we still flew even with an empty plane. We were still flying, you know, our planes. And the skies didn't seem like they were that crisscrossed with airplanes to me. Here in Kentucky, we've got a major air corridor, but you know, there is a statistical and actual difference between the crack cocaine of the 80s, Iran Contra, Nancy Reagan running around the red dress saying just say no while all the boys in the White House were flying it in. And there's some movie event now, the Cocaine Bear, that's somehow connected to Kentucky, even though it had happened in Tennessee. I think there's a museum in Lexington that has purchased that bear, some kind of museum of oddities, and it's got the Cocaine Bear with a Kentucky hat on its head. But the dang bear died in Tennessee because it came upon a accidental drop of cocaine. During the 80s, there was pilots, you know, and I'm trying to remember that, not Warren, I always get him mixed up, not Warren Zevon, he's one of Crosby, Stills, Nash. He wrote the song Treetop Flyer. I think it came out back in the 70s. But after Vietnam, there was a lot of pilots that, you know, had nothing better to do, I guess, than fly stuff as a Treetop Flyer. And Bluegrass Conspiracy starts out with a guy jumping out of a plane and falling into some guy's backyard in Tennessee with a bunch of cash and cocaine strapped to his waist. And it turns out he had dropped cocaine all across as he's flying across the South, and the plane itself crashed over into, I think, North Carolina or somewhere. But that's what the cocaine bear apparently came from, as this bear came upon and ate an entire brick of cocaine before he died, you know, in short order. But I guess the people that were trying to recover the cocaine.
He will eat anything. Huh? Bears will eat anything.
Well, you don't want to get between a bear and his cocaine. Well, I guess a brick of cocaine is enough to kill a bear. But apparently the people that were trying to recover this or came upon it in the woods as part of the story there. But it's not really linked directly to Kentucky, although Kentucky was definitely part of that crack cocaine epidemic. I personally went to school or knew some of these people that got hooked on cocaine. They weren't black, but here in Kentucky, anyway.
Sidebar here. Do you think D.B. Cooper got eaten by a bear when he landed? Is that why we never found him?
Well, he was on the West Coast. D.B. Cooper was somewhere out on the West Coast in the Sierra Nevadas, was he not? And the special plane that he was on actually had a rear-facing staircase that he was able to jump out of. So he had to do that on a particular type of plane in order for it to even work. But no, D.B. Cooper, that's one of them wonderful mysteries that we may never solve. I don't know. I mean, could be that he was found hanging in a tree by some hillbillies out there, and they killed him and did away with the body and
took the money
themselves. Yeah, well, some of the bills were found, I think. So somebody tried to use some of the bills, but they might have been smart enough to go to some organized crime and get this stuff sent out of the country for a small fee.
Some of the bills were found on a riverbank, I do believe.
Yeah.
So there was a theory that he also drowned.
Well, you would think by now they would have been scanned in, because everything's getting scanned. Every piece of mail's getting scanned, so that you would think the banks would scan all these currencies as they process them and wrap them, and the money would have been found if it's not actually rotted. I heard some of the drug kingpins in Colombia and South America that were making all this money during Iran-Contra, they actually had to seal their cash in plexiglass boxes because it would rot down in the jungle in the humidity. It's just made out of cotton rag, so once the mold and stuff gets onto it like a book. That's why outlawing hemp is such an un-American thing.
I've held
in my hand books 1822. The paper's still good. You know.
Well, let's not go there. Well, we're out of time for the show, anyways.
All right, I've been everywhere.
Get me started on hemp. We should have a whole show on hemp.
I sure could.
One of these days.
And I don't smoke it. I don't recommend smoking it either. There's better ways of using it, but I'll let you go. Thanks for taking my call.
Absolutely. It's always a pleasure, Mike. Guys, that's all the time we have for this show. So, catch you next week.
So I climbed into the cab and then I settled down inside. He asked me if I'd seen a road with so much dust and sand, and I said, listen, I've traveled every road in this here land. I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the deserts bare, man. I breathe the mountain air, man. Of travel I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere. I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota, Wichita, Tulsa, Ottawa, Oklahoma, Tampa, Panama, Mattawa, La Paloma, Bangor, Baltimore, Salvador, Amarillo.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With a Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream, or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.